One cell? Is this on?
And now, coming to you live on NewAgeInsiders.com,
we are the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
Please welcome Jason Maltoff.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
Get ready.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
Hi, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
We were born for greatness.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a fun song.
It's a new Raw theme song.
So yeah. What is it?
It's a new Raw theme song.
I didn't even notice.
I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It was a pay-per-view theme earlier this year. Last year.
Okay. Well, why not?
And now it's the Raw theme.
Fun fact about the Raw theme song that was like, we're different ball to bottom, move to the music.
Across the nation.
Remember that one? Across the nation. That theme song. Was written and presented for Test because they were like repackaging Test.
Yeah.
And the back thought it was, quote, too good for that guy. And became the Raw theme song.
That makes sense.
Oh, that's amazing.
Another funny one is did you see the New Japan version of Thorn in Your Eye?
What?
No. So they.
Don't imitate it. We'll get suspended.
Yeah. So they did the Thorn in Your Eye Raw theme, and instead they put in all of the New Japan guys. And it was very fun. It's
like,
yeah.
It's today with Tanahashi and the video is the New Japan guys.
They didn't.
I thought they replaced the words.
No. It's still the same song.
All right. Yeah. With the Kenny Omega and the Tanahashi.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Oh, that would be far weirder. Like, oh, that's not good.
No, that's not a good idea.
They were doing so well.
They just did the Raw open, but with New Japan guys instead of WWF guys.
Really?
Gotcha.
Yeah, I tweeted it out.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's fun.
People just like the song.
Yeah.
If that thing's up for grabs and you just want to hold on to people in their 30s now for nostalgia, do that.
Right.
It sells. Welcome to the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show, the now award-winning New Age Insiders.
We're going to be so obnoxious about
that.
We're doing it live.
All the time.
Thank you to the Wrestling Radio Awards for giving us the opportunity to accept and to become the... Somehow, I don't know how we became the 2018 live show of the year
already. Well, the awards show is in 2018.
So, okay.
Yeah. So, they should have probably called it the 17.
What I'm thinking is they are predicting such a great year for us.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
That we nailed it in February.
Well, hopefully it's also in retrospective when we're the 2017 show of the year as well.
What if it's an extension of 2017 and their high hopes forecast prediction about the next 10 months?
Ooh.
What if we did so well in 2018 in the future that they knew about it in February?
That'd be great.
Some sort of Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
I would help. I would ask everybody.
N.A. Inception.
N.A. Inception.
Name.
Bong.
That building.
Bong.
Oh, we're about to be in a building burrito.
Bong.
Because they just start rolling up on us.
Well, the funniest thing is.
And Juno's here, and she's pregnant.
The funniest thing is I watched a behind the scenes thing of that, and they're like, wow, Christopher Nolan is so great. He tries to, like, make everything as real as possible. And then the next clip they showed is the city folding out in itself.
Yep.
And I'm like, look, I get what you're saying, because Christopher Nolan, if he doesn't have to use CGI, he won't.
Yep.
But that clip is clearly CGI, and you can't say how he like makes everything real.
Well, that one time that Chicago folded onto itself like a, you know, like a taco shell, that's how it looked. So I think he nailed it. Maybe that's just me.
Even though that was Prague?
Sure. Yeah. Was it?
Yeah, they were in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying it looked like the time it happened in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, right. How can I forget about the time it happened in Chicago?
It's the only point of reference.
Yeah, you're
right.
That's
why they have that big... metal bean thing in the middle of the city to remember the time the city folded.
Yeah, so you could look out, and that's how it all folded in on
itself. Exactly. That's what that thing's doing there.
Yeah.
That's how we got here.
Wow.
And thank you for voting. Everybody that went out there and voted, this was a vote kind of thing. So there were a lot of really amazing popular shows out there that were nominated. And because of you, we were able to take it home. So thank you again. You're listening to the 2018 Live Show of the Year. And we now have to officially live up to that billing every single week as we roll on to our 200th straight episode in a little over 2 months. WrestleMania is right around the corner. We are going.
Yeah.
If you are going to be there, I hope you know by now that we want to see you. There's a lot of people from Patreon we know because we talk to them every single day. You can become a Patreon by going to patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders, by the way. 5 exclusive shows and the opportunity to talk to us all the time.
And you can subscribe to us on Twitch. If Patreon isn't your jam, if you're like, I'm not feeling that monthly subscription, well, you can subscribe to us on Twitch.
There you go.
And you can do it if you have Amazon Prime for free.
What are the details on that, Liam?
If you already have Amazon Prime, you can head on over to New Age Insiders Pop on Twitch, and you're probably watching this show live there
already. We are live right now.
And if you're not, you should, because it's a fun experience. You can see our nonsense as we nonsensically nonsense.
Yeah, we got a banner.
Yeah, we have a banner.
I have a Finn Balor coffee mug.
I have a stripper over my shoulder.
Yeah, that was the period of when Tommaso Ciampa was a male escort because he was paying his way through medical school.
And I'm like Austin Aries in TNA holding 3 belts behind me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Bill won all of our championships.
Yes. But if you head on over there and you subscribe, one of the options is you can subscribe for free if you have Amazon Prime. So if you already pay for Amazon Prime, just head on over and subscribe. It costs you nothing and gives us money.
Bam. We wish they could cost you nothing, but they don't. Represent.com/NewAgeInsiders. Our Mania gear, our first wave of Mania shirts and stuff is up there. We saw Maddie's already started ordering stuff because he's amazing. And we know that Ed's getting Mania gear stuff, and a lot of the guys that are going down there, we're all going to match. It's going to be like one of those big families in Disney World with matching T-shirts.
Like last year.
It's obnoxious from the outside. You feel really warm and fuzzy when you're part of it on the inside. Feel warm and fuzzy. Go to represent.com/NewAgeInsiders. There is a decent amount going on right now, but when we have holidays like it is, if you're listening live, like you should be, every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on NewAgeInsiders.com on Mixlr, watch every Wednesday night live at 8 o'clock on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersPop. Make sure that's part of your routine. Zeke, shout out to Zeke. He's a professional ringside photographer, does some of the best work in the country, and that's no exaggeration. Saw him at Sunday Wrestling Has It Tomorrow after the show, and he goes, I could kill you. And I go, why? He goes, because you've ruined my Wednesdays. Now I can't be anywhere else at 8 o'clock but listening to you guys live, and it drives my wife crazy.
Sorry.
Hi to Zeke and to Mrs. Zeke. And we hope that you're experiencing it live. We have a chat going on for a reason.
Well, tonight, we would forgive you if you didn't.
Yeah, we understand. It's
Rusev Day.
It is Rusev Day.
It's accurate.
And it's a smooching day. It's Valentine's Day. But we're going to be playing a fun Valentine's Day game where we're going to talk about, the game is going to be called I Love Ya, But.
Yep.
Where we love ya.
But
there's something.
We got to address this.
Right? It's the global bigger picture of wrestling and all the things we do love, but there are things we don't. That's our Valentine's Day edition and a whole lot more fun along the way. If you're joining us for the first time, thank you so much. If you're a regular around here, well, we love you, and I hope you know that by now. My name is Jason Maltov.
I am Liam Stryger.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We're the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter. Please do. We are at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, the website getting reloaded and relaunched for WrestleMania season and coming very soon, NewAgeInsiders.com. You can subscribe to New Age Insiders Wrestling, all the shows, all the channels that we endorse, the New Age Insiders Network. The new redesign is a few weeks away, where it's going to be even easier to make direct contact with those shows.
Yep.
Subscribe directly. You want to listen to the WPAN, you can go to the WPAN, and it's all their content. You're not log jammed. You're not searching through things. You're not missing downloads and taking up a bunch of data for things you might not have time to listen to, already listen to. It's going to be a real clean experience that we're super proud of. That's the New Age Insiders Network, as well as New Age Insiders Pop, where we're bringing you cool, calm, and collected late night Liam, that movie show, Songs for the Moment, and the three of us bring you Be Nerd. That new edition's getting recorded this week and dropped. You can find all of those things on iTunes, Podomatic, Lork, Normal, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play.
And head on over to youtube.com/newageinsiders and subscribe to us on YouTube.
I'm going to make you a placard just to sit right there so you don't forget anything.
I've done so well all these years, but
we keep adding stuff.
It's about time we take out
the first episode.
Never. that will never happen. I will never consider that.
With the first episode of The Rapid Rant with The Rant with Ant drops tomorrow.
Right, that's on Twitch?
That will be on our YouTube channel.
That will be on our YouTube channel.
So subscribe so you get an alert when that drops. And that's just a rant from the Ant himself.
The Rapid Rant. And they're doing great work over there. We're all doing great work as a team on the New Age Insiders Network community, NAI Wrestling, NAI Pop, because all together, we are the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. The commercial is over. Let's talk about wrestling. There's a big night coming up for the Raw brand. It is the last Monday night Raw pay-per-view before the show of shows WrestleMania.
Whoa, baby.
And it's a big one because it's a really fun match. It's recently returned. This particular year, it's intrigue, specifically is the fact that we ended the most recent Raw with both Seth Rollins and Finn Balor scoring a victory over Bray Wyatt, because that's how bad it's gotten now for him, is that two guys get to pin him each week.
Unbelievable.
That's why he's there. That'll be a show we do one week.
That'll be a Patreon show.
Exactly.
We'll have to have Danny come in because she hates him.
Exactly.
Hate is such an...
I don't know about that. We might lose Maddie. I don't know. We might lose Maddie.
Yeah, but the thing is people are going to have to pay for that show to be worth every dollar.
There are five exclusive Patreon shows a month, including one you handcraft. And yeah, maybe one of them will be about Bray Wyatt. We'll see what happens. But the intrigue, like I said, about the 2018 edition is that both Seth Rollins and Finn Balor seemingly now qualify for this thing. My hope is that they are both in rather than having to fight each other to get in.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick and tired of having to pick between two people I like when Finn Balor's involved.
Yeah.
Just throw them both in there. Because the other thing, too, is what the hell do I do with the other one?
Right.
If they're not in this chamber thing, the answer is nothing, and that's a waste. They're both too good. No matter who we're talking about, Balor or Rollins, they're too good to miss the show.
Yep.
So I hope they're both in. And I think the remedy to that, you don't have to redesign the cage if you don't want to. Will be seven guys now? Well, yeah. We have four pods. And Rollins and Balor have to start versus The Miz, who has to start.
Yeah, so there's three people that start.
Exactly. Bing. We're done. That's not the hardest thing we've ever done to sit down and think about a solution to this.
Or stick Seth Rollins and Finn Balor in the same pod.
That would be delightful. And I know a few people out there, and a certain someone I hope is listening, that might not be able to handle seeing Finn Balor and Seth Rollins shirtless in the same pod together.
Yeah.
She might implode.
Chest to chest?
Yeah, she might implode.
All oiled up and sweaty?
Yeah, it might be one of those things where she implodes unto herself like a galaxy that's fizzled out. Right. For her sake, I'm not sure I want to.
Yeah, I definitely hope that they're both in, because at the end of the day, who cares, right? Only one person is going to win this match. And if they're in it or not in it, you know, just put them in it.
Yep.
Put them in and let them wrestle.
Shout out to Brian Fantana, who had his dinner early so he wouldn't miss this show.
Wow.
Brian,
what a baller.
You're the man.
Here, you know what?
What a good man.
Tweet out that we'll serenade somebody if they're at dinner right now.
We'll do it over speakerphone like Andy Bernard did with Angela and all the what's the name of his group? Here Comes Treble. They called him to serenade
from Cornell.
Exactly, from Cornell. Do you know he went to Cornell?
Yeah,
he did.
Ed Helms did?
Andy hardly talked about it. That's the joke. He talked about it all the time.
All the time. All the time.
But the funny thing, I think...
We know somebody else that went to Cornell.
Jamie Jimikowski.
Yeah.
From For the Pops on the New Age Insiders Network.
Commercials.
We're really good. All right. So it's easy, I think, when the Elimination Chamber comes up to say, all right, the two odds-on favorites in this thing have to be Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns. To me, they're the only people that have a shot at winning, and it's like 70% Roman Reigns, maybe even higher going into this thing, right? Because for all the reasons you and I have talked about for close to a year now, of the fact that Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar is a foregone conclusion. That's not what this conversation's about. We're trying to have some fun. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Either you're listening live or you're listening during your own particular national holiday, which is 50% off Heart-Shaped Chocolate Day.
Oh, that's my favorite day.
That's an amazing day. I'm going to CVS tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's all I'm doing tomorrow.
I love like Hershey's Kisses.
Okay.
And like those little peanut butter cups.
I like the Reese's like hearts.
Okay, oh.
They're not as good as the Reese's eggs.
Agreed.
The eggs are definitely the best one.
Because
the
there's eggs a are line that takes away from my peanut butter part at the top to make the heart shape.
And it's
the eggs
weird because it throws the... peanut butter and chocolate ratio.
The egg is all business.
It is.
The egg is just here to be a semi-spherical. Like, and the chocolate's just there to contain the peanut
awesome.
Butter. The barely yeah. contain the peanut butter.
Right.
Like, as if a bra with an ample bosom.
Yeah.
It's there to
it
not control, but barely contain it.
Yep.
Boing. That's my poem to Reese's eggs.
Yeah.
Because that's how I'm doing over here.
Yeah, that's
on
fine.
On Valentine's
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, that's great.
He said Reese's.
Reese's pieces.
Reese's pieces.
Yeah, can I get a PC of pizza? I'm an asshole. So it's easy to go in there and say it's probably Roman Reigns, if not
right,
it's Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
And there's a show to be had closer to Mania. Or maybe even closer to the chamber itself on our pre-show, because we are live before every WWE pay-per-view and live before and after we take your calls before and after. We'll talk about Reigns and Strowman that way. What I want to do with you tonight is talk about what if I told you I came from the future. I'm the same guy that came from early 2019 and told us in February of 2018 we're the show of the year already.
Yeah, wow.
That guy also told me.
Wow.
Right?
Yep.
This is a New Age Insiders exclusive.
Wow.
That Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman
didn't win?
They didn't win.
Wow.
What?
No
what?
Way.
They didn't win the 2018 elimination. What?
Wow.
They didn't win the 2018
okay.
elimination.
Okay. So we have to pick somebody else, huh?
So now knowing that, well, who do you want to win? Who do you think did from future guy that I'll run it by him? When we're off the air and so there's no spoilers?
The answer is, without a shadow of a doubt, it has to be Finn Balor.
Does have to be.
It has
hours.
To. See, it has to be. You know, we can make a case for the other guys because John Cena is a good person to throw out there as a fun person to win this, but it has to be Finn Balor. Because again, on Raw, he brought up the fact that he wants to face Brock Lesnar to win the title he never lost. And like I've been saying all year, you got one crack at that egg, right? Finn Balor hasn't been in the position to win the thing one-on-one.
Yep.
Right?
Here's good news, too. People are saying it's been confirmed as a 7-man match, so it's no funny business. Finn
awesome.
Balor and Seth Rollins. Right.
Great. But
good
Finn,
for you, Internet.
Finn Balor has brought up again that he never lost his title, and he wants it back, and he wants to beat Brock Lesnar for it.
Uh-huh.
You want to have an awesome WrestleMania moment that's definitely not going to end in booze. Obviously, Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles, that's going to be great, and nobody's going to boo that.
Better be at this point.
Right.
Talking about it.
But Finn Balor beating Brock Lesnar for the Universal title to reclaim that thing is awesome.
Yeah, probably as awesome as the match for SmackDown. And here's the thing, too, that I've told you before, and I'm just going to throw it out there in the universe so maybe it'll reverberate back to Vincent Kennedy McMahon somehow.
Yeah, we can only hope, right?
Here's why it really is Finn Balor's year to me. And there are other people in this match, and I'm going to talk about them because there are, I think, are actually several awesome answers to this, even though it will wind up being none of them.
Yeah.
But come on, live with the moment. This is why it has to be Finn Balor. Because if I'm WWE, right, I have no more competition. Fine. But things certainly do seem to piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
The Young Bucks are not allowed to say a catchphrase and do a hand gesture because it pissed me off that you were doing it and it's mine and I hate you. You know what I mean? That's what it is. Vince McMahon hates Cody Rhodes right now because Cody's calling Roman Reigns a steroid guy to anybody that'll listen, right?
And the doctor's backing it up.
Yeah, and this only comes further and further into fruition as we get closer to this testimony.
And we're not going to travel down the Roman Reigns thing, but yeah, I can't have Roman Reigns win this.
Well,
Roman Reigns went from a lock to win this match 6 months ago to I literally have to have the Drifter win this before Roman Reigns.
Oh my God. We'll talk about that too. But when it comes to Finn Balor, right? So and Vince McMahon getting pissed off. So I don't like this Bullet Club thing, right?
Yep.
I'm sick of seeing it when I go to my pan around my audience.
Everybody's in shirts.
Sick of seeing T-shirts I didn't sell them. I'm sick of seeing I'm sick of advertising for people that don't work here. I'm sick of the Young Bucks telling everybody how great they are and they don't need me. I'm sick of how Cody's become a big deal outside this company. I don't like it.
This Kenny Omega fella.
And the little... They're not even passive aggressive. Just the little jabs I can take at you, I have and will continue to, right?
Yep.
So it stems back a little bit to what we said, and I wasn't joking. It's funny, but I wasn't joking. I think a big reason that AJ Styles won the United States title that night is because in a house show in Madison Square Garden, I mean, is because Omega the night before had, and like early in the morning or whatever, won the first new...
Well, it was that day that it was going to be on TV. He had already won it,
sure,
but on free TV.
Yep.
Because you had to have, in order to watch it,
that's right,
that Sunday, you had to have New Japan World.
Yep, you're right.
But if you didn't, it was on Access that yep day.
And so the New Japan brand new North America Venture United States Championship is going to be the talk of the internet that day. And you know me, I firmly believe that one of the pushing points to have AJ win at that house show was, I'll tell you what U.S. title you're allowed to talk about.
Right.
It's mine. It's my U.S. title. I am Vince McMahon. I am pro wrestling. Stop saying pro wrestling. It's sports entertainment. And you will talk about my thing. That's how it goes in this business. And now we're at the point where the Bullet Club, again, they are not competition. They're not the NWO, which has begun to shake us to our foundational core. No. Yeah. But at the same time, they're annoying enough that I've started to push some buttons. Well, what I also have at my disposal now are the undisputed two, I mean, and Carl Anderson.
It's three. Because the real leader of the Bullet Club is Finn Balor.
Yeah.
And that's undisputed. The second leader of the Bullet Club is Carl Anderson.
Yeah.
And then the public face of the Bullet Club when Finn Balor left is AJ Styles.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, and I mean this, if I want to stick it up their ass and go, I will tell you what club you're going to talk about, which too sweet, which moment. If you're going to do hashtag Bullet Club, fine, but it's going to be with a picture of AJ Styles and Finn Balor. And I'm serious, having a Benoit Guerrero-like closure to this WrestleMania,
yeah,
where Finn and Brock go on first because it probably won't be the better match, right?
Yeah.
And Finn Balor wins the Universal title, and then AJ and Nakamura go on last. AJ retains his WWE championship. I'm sorry, G-Rod.
See, I think it would have to be flipped. Because if AJ retains, that's not the big story.
Okay.
So it would have to be Finn Balor reclaims the title he never lost.
And AJ Styles comes out to congratulate him and two-sweet him. And fine. That's how we got to do it. Great. My point is that I want the one guy with my belt to walk down and congratulate the other guy with my belt. And then, as you said off the air, I want Carl Anderson and Gallows and Anderson, my new Raw tag champs, to walk down, and I want the four of those assholes too sweeting and hugging and holding and crotch chopping and whatever you want to do that I own. I don't care what you want to do that I own.
Just do it.
Just do it. And that way, that show closes with, I'll tell you which Bullet Club members you're going to talk about.
Right.
I'll tell you what this story is. I will tell you, you're going to forget all about Kenny Omega versus Jericho. Who? That's how WrestleMania closed, is with the four biggest names associated with the Bullet Club in my ring being all happy and champion-y, right?
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact, like I said before, you know what the two belts they're going to hold up are? Giant WWE logos.
Yeah.
That's all they are. They're just giant logos from my company. What bigger middle finger can you give Cody and the Bucks than those two guys holding up my big logo going, I won. Haha, I won.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, that is so poetic with the fact that Balor never lost his championship fair.
That's the big
There's so much to this.
There's
it's not
so
even
much.
Like, well, how do we get to Finn Balor in a month? Easy.
He already said it on Raw.
Easy. And I got two things. One, I never lost my title. And two, I got a match that in theory the Drifter can go to WrestleMania if he wins.
Right.
It's super duper easy.
Matt Hardy.
Is it going to be Finn Balor? No.
Or should it be, though? Yes.
This dude's year.
Look, this is, and I said this off the air, and I do stick by this. If we were only sitting in a world where Roman Reigns was the only legitimate option to win this match, then yeah, I would be stomping my feet and screaming to everybody that would listen that it has to be Finn Balor. Because it has to be Finn Balor. But in a world where Braun Strowman exists, that man is the perfect pro wrestler. Exhibit A, he played an upright bass like a guitar on Monday Night Raw.
Double bass.
And the first time he strummed the strings, he snapped it. And that wasn't a joke. It wasn't something that he was doing on purpose, but he snapped the upright bass strings on that before he carried it down to the ring over his shoulder like a potato sack and then beat a man with it. And that's why that man has become the odds-on favorite to win the Universal title in WrestleMania.
So now that we've talked about the guy that we want to and why and thoroughly explained, let's talk about even, you know, now the rest of them. So let's right? And Braun Strowman feels, for a lot of reasons, like the wrong answer, the right answers.
Yeah.
And he's destined to, in this calendar year, win a championship. I'm convinced of that, right? And I think also, by the way, just kind of a footnote on Braun Strowman, if I were WWE, I would never have him win a secondary title.
No.
Like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar has either been the champion or
not.
Nothing. I don't even think Brock Lesnar, to my knowledge,
he's not even a tag champion.
Exactly.
Not even a tag champion.
Right? It's just like, when I'm here, I'm the best. I am Goro. I am Shao Kahn.
Yep,
I am
the
best
cream
one.
Of the crop.
I am the best one.
Yep.
That's what I would do with Braun Strowman. The tag title thing?
Kind of the Undertaker, because it even feels like the novelty of the tag team stuff kind of came when it was just like, how was the Undertaker or the Big Show ever going to be defeated? And
right.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
As opposed,
he also won them with Mankind.
That's true.
And Stone Cold Steve Austin in one of history's underappreciated tag
teams.
That's
right.
The Undertaker and Steve Austin tag. That's like having, like, you know, Pedro and Clemens in the same rotation.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. But the tag things don't bother me, and the reason I say that is, it actually segues right into it. The reason that the tag wouldn't bother me for Strowman is because Hulk Hogan and John Cena won tag titles. So can you. That brings me to John Cena, who would be the guy that I would pick, if you told me that Reigns and Strowman don't, and Finn Balor also doesn't.
Yeah, John Cena's probably the logical guy. I mean, there's a lot of story between him and Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar came back triumphantly to beat up John Cena.
Yep.
Then John Cena pulls one out in the infamous Extreme Rules stairs situation.
Yep.
Then Brock Lesnar gets him back at SummerSlam 2014.
Yep.
And then John Cena has yet to get his revenge. So you get twofold, right? You get John Cena getting his revenge on Brock Lesnar for the embarrassment that was that SummerSlam match, as well as John Cena claiming his 17th world title at WrestleMania.
In one of the last years, I think you can get away with it with some sort of crowd support.
Right.
So, because here's the thing about Braun Strowman, right? This is a shout out to Phil. He and I, and I think Ant as well. Sometimes I'm not sure who runs the Rant with Ant account now, because Ant got his own and all the guys take turns with the main account.
Sure.
I have a feeling I was talking to Phil. I might have been talking to Ant. I'm not 100% sure. But somebody from the Rant with Ant, who is on the New Age Insiders wrestling feed and will be moving forward. So the guys, the Rant with Ant guys, Phil, G-Rod, and Ant, they are on the New Age Insiders main feed and will be moving forward. So as a couple things change and shift around, that's sort of a constant you have going forward. Yep. And when the time is right and the button is pushed to execute, we'll thoroughly explain exactly what's going on. But the New Age Insiders Network is as strong as ever, I promise you. And all of this is going to be an even easier user experience with the new website.
Because that's really what it's about. It's about being easy for you guys.
It's going to be great. I promise. It's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. But I was talking to one of them about this, and they raised some great points. And the reason that they didn't want Braun Strowman to be the next guy is they thought it would go from one unstoppable monster to the next. And my kind of counterpoint to that was, well, if you think that Roman Reigns is going to be a beatable champion, I'm not super convinced of that.
Right.
When his last two tentpole wins are The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, right? I don't, you know. And but at the same time, the Rant with Ant guys raised a great point. Roman Reigns has been the champion three times. His combined was almost shocking to me. His combined days as champion, 118. It's 3 months.
Yeah.
That's okay. He's not an unbeatable champion.
No.
Got to give him credit there. But the reason that I
one of which was 15 seconds.
Maybe that should be an asterisk on that stat then.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, you know, what's that reign?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Almost take two. But even two at 118 is less than 60 days each. That's four months total, 2 months apiece. Okay, that's super digest. Even the harshest Reigns critic would have to look at those numbers and go,
well,
that's not that
that's
bad.
That's the unfair thing about Roman Reigns, and I don't want to dive down too deep this rabbit hole, but that's the unfair thing about Roman Reigns is, he wins a lot, and he's the theoretical plan for a lot of stuff, and fans lose their mind about it. But in reality, he isn't the top guy all the time.
Right.
Not in the way John Cena was.
And that's a conversation for another day, too, about the fact that people that viscerally hate Roman Reigns are overreacting.
Yes, because they are.
You are, honestly. There is a middle ground between he can do no wrong and he can do no right. It's right in the middle, and I think we already have talked about that a lot. But hear me out on this, right? With Braun Strowman, there is that kind of factor that's like, okay, went from one Ooga Booga guy that doesn't show up very often, an Ooga Booga guy that's here all the time. And I understand their trepidation to move from one to Booga guy to another.
That's why Finn Balor's the right answer, but go on.
That is why Finn Balor's the right answer. Yes.
Because he's going to show up as a monster.
I'm just playing this game where we wind up whittling down to why the Drifter's a good idea. Okay, so bear with me here.
Yeah, but the Drifter's a great idea, but let's keep going.
But again, if the man from the future that awarded us this fantastic award that we're proud of in February said it's not Reigns, Strowman, or Finn Balor.
It's John Cena.
Here's why I would like it to be John Cena. Because we have a limited window with John Cena, okay? It's almost over. Yeah. And although you might still have bitter memories of John Cena, the last 5 years or so of the John Cena experience have been relatively painless, guys. I can't remember. The last time he was WWE champion, it was to be a bridge to Bray Wyatt. It was like a month. You know what I mean?
It was 16 was a month. He won it at the Royal Rumble and lost it at this event last year.
So again, if your hatred level for John Cena built to a boil over a decade, I gotcha. But if it's still that high now, you too are overreacting.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yes. John Cena's a pretty great experience now if you sit down and enjoy it
The last thing that John Cena really held a title for, because again, that bridge with the WWE title last year doesn't really count.
Doesn't feel like anything.
And it was the U.S. title that he brought back the Open Challenge.
Rusev
and,
tank year.
Yeah. Well, he also held it again and did the Open Challenge again.
Didn't we do the Open Challenge after the Rusev tank thing?
That was the first time.
That was the first time.
Right, yeah.
And then he lost it and then won it back most recently and did it again.
Sure. And by the way, I just want that to be that belt's gimmick.
Well, Bobby Roode said that he's bringing it back.
If my champion, but I'm talking about like basically forever. If my champion's involved in something, fine. But now, because I know I'm old and I like old, I'm a curmudgeon-y, this is what the television title used to be.
It's going to be defended because we're on television.
We're on TV. So you're getting a title match.
Right.
We're on TV.
Right. If Bobby Roode is involved with Jinder Mahal in a storyline, sure.
Yep.
But if he's just on a Tuesday SmackDown, have an open challenge.
Yep.
Because why not?
Right. And that, I love that, because that's the beauty of having a belt that's called a television title, which isn't the most beautiful name in the world. You know what I mean? But at least the gimmick is true to itself. And you know what Bill says, we need to take a quick break. I want to keep going on this a little bit, so we'll take our break now. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the segment.
And then we'll play the game.
And then we'll jump into our game of I Love Your Butt. But when we come back
from
break,
you can keep going if you want.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll tidy it up then. John Cena, and here's the reason.
It's our network. We make the rules.
That's right. But in many ways, you do it when the button with the red light is on.
Making sure we don't have a 900-minute show.
I promise. I promise we won't, as everyone begins their stopwatch apps like dickheads. John, we only have so many more John Cena
years.
Right.
So having John Cena win that 17th title where it doesn't feel like Hulk Hogan winning that Universal title from Triple H.
Yep.
Like,
Undisputed.
Undisputed.
Yep. Which was awesome.
It was fun. look, it was fun and I was into it, but I don't want to get there with that guy.
Exactly. And he deserves 17, he just does. And it is the word deserve.
Well, because even at this point,
guy's the man.
At this point, we ran 4 marathons to get to this bridge, and you're telling me we're not going to cross
it? No, you know what this is? You know what this is? I'm serious. This is stopping at one bottle of beer.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? We did 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
And stopping at one.
You did it all the whole flipping way here. Yep. I had to listen to you all the way down, do 99 bottles of beer, and you're not going to finish the song?
Yeah.
I hate you for making me listen to 99 bottles of beer on the wall, but now you got to finish
this. This is Lord of the Rings and Frodo trekking his ass with Samwise Gamgees the whole flipping way.
That's who we
are. To then not throw the ring in.
That's who we are as people. You thought of a movie, I thought of alcohol. But you know what I mean? It's like, look, I'm not even telling you I loved all 16 John Cena titles. I'm not going to rewrite history, but we did. did it to get to 17.
We got this far. Let's do it.
So one bottle of beer on the wall. One bottle of beer. You take one down. You pass it around. Finally, I can take John Cena, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, whatever that was.
You know what I mean? Now John Cena can fucking retire. You know what I mean? Like, that's don't stop now.
Right.
So that's a big reason for me, is just rip the Band-Aid off. Another reason for me is, quite frankly, I'll just put it out there, Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar already wrestled once, and it wasn't great. If that was the WrestleMania match, So maybe it's better to have a transitive champion between Lesnar and Strowman, who will and should win a championship in this company and be Raw's big scary man. That is to me, if not when, not if.
Yeah.
But it should be John Cena, because, like I said, this is also maybe the only time that we can have this end in cheers,
right.
This 17th title. I don't think this crowd is in love with Brock Lesnar. Even people that are like me understand that Brock's wrapping up, right? So somebody's got to pin him. I gotcha. John Cena, how could you possibly say that guy hasn't earned it? And there's a cool poster to be had here, man. I know I'm a dork, but John Cena can just walk up to him and go, 17 titles beat 16 suplexes, and drops the mic, because he's going to win his 17th championship, and 17 is greater than 16, because he got suplexed 16 times by Brock at SummerSlam 14, right? And this is his big, here I am, I'm going to get one back on you match. And there's even numbers that make it cool.
Yeah.
And so God bless the Drifter, and I love me some Seth Rollins.
And Matt Hardy. Is Matt Hardy in this?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Didn't the Drifter beat Matt Hardy to get in?
Oh, no. He was in
He pinned John Cena to get in.
Yeah.
Something like that. But God bless the field, and especially Seth Rollins. Colin, I love Seth Rollins. I really do. But, yeah, if you told me it can't be my number one choice of Finn Balor, that it can't be the two most obvious choices, Matt Hardy's not in it. It's the Miz. Seth
Miz,
Rollins,
that's who I was thinking of.
Miz, Rollins, Reigns, Cena, Strowman, Drifter, Balor.
Yeah, not.
if you told me that the two obvious favorites don't and Finn Balor can't, then yeah, you heard me. I'm actively rooting for John Cena, because here's something else as we close and go to our game. I was wrong. I do think when John Cena comes back in 10 years, there'll be a nostalgia pop, and people that were 8 then and are 16 to 25 now will do what I did when Hulk Hogan came back in 2002-ish and was Hulk Hogan-y, and I was 16 and I was all in.
Right.
He will get that. And even though the ironic part is that you're supposed to say John Cena sucks when he comes out, I think he has turned...
It's going
to
be like Kurt Angle.
I think he's turned a real corner. This is the last year I can get away with it, and maybe you'll cheer. This is you know what you're looking at. I'm still giving you Nakamura and AJ Styles. But at the end of the day, the answer is Finn Balor.
It is.
The answer's Finn Balor. And it sucks. It sucks because of Brock Lesnar. It sucks because of Roman Reigns. It sucks because of Vince McMahon. But it sucks that I just think the guy that feels like the most obvious choice is probably fourth in line at best between Reigns, Strowman, Cena, and then him.
See, I think he's ahead of Cena. Because
I don't. Because I'm Vince McMahon. I love John Cena.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to take that break.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to play the first ever edition of I Love Ya, But on this Valentine's Day edition of the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show. We'll be right back. Hey, neighborhood. Your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right. And now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
I'm pro wrestler The Kingpin Brian Malonis.
And I'm referee Mike Crockett from the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing.
I spent most of my weekends half naked in front of throngs of people at VFW halls and Elks Lodges.
And I've watched, not that there's anything wrong with that, every week, listen to us tear down the curtain and tear down each other in the process.
It's the WPAN. Nothing more, nothing less.
Mondays, only on the NAI Wrestling Network.
I'm Anthony DeStefano.
I'm Glenn Rodriguez.
I'm Phil Cataldo. What do we know about wrestling?
We don't just know wrestling.
We live it.
Every week, the fans on social media disrespect each other. Welcome to the consequences.
WWE, New Japan, the Indies. We're talking about all of you.
We shield wrestling fans from injustice.
Every Friday.
On the NAI Wrestling Network.
The Hounds are here. Anthony DeStefano.
Glenn Rodriguez.
Phil Cataldo.
This is Rant with Ant.
Retired business executive and seasoned dad, Jamie Jamikowski.
And I'm a rookie dad and local independent wrestler, Scotty Slade, and we're the hosts of For the Pops.
We're the only podcast on the NAI Pop Network that has a mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture all in under an hour.
This is a place where two pops talk about the topics that interest us with a special guest in each episode.
And we have a splash of pop culture information to help us survive in our world of wives, kids, and coworkers.
And at the end of each episode, if that wasn't enough, Jamie tests both our guest and I on obscure pop culture facts in an exclusive segment called For the Pops Quiz.
So don't miss For the Pops with Scotty Slade and me, Jamie J. Mikowski, only on the NAI Pop Network.
I'm DC Matthews, the Pope of Positivity.
And I'm Doc Manson, the only actual doctor talking about wrestling on the entire internet, at least until facts prove otherwise.
And each weekend on the NAI Network, DC and Doc talk. We might talk about wrestling, but we probably won't.
Maybe I'll just eat a bowl of cereal for 30 minutes, live, on the air.
It's entirely possible.
It's happened before.
Check out DC and Doc Talk every weekend on the NAI Network.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda, but it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com.
You know the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show is the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
But what if we told you that there's also a show for fans of all kinds to do the same?
That show is Late Night Liam. Show hosted by myself, Liam Stryker.
And me, Bill Neville. Join us immediately following NAI Pod every Wednesday as we dive into pop culture, sports, current events, and more.
Can't listen live? No worries. Late Night Liam can be downloaded on demand exclusively on the NAI Network channel. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and all podcast platforms.
Once again, join Late Night Liam live every Wednesday following NAI Pod.
When you and fans of all kinds can connect, discuss, and be heard.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Molotov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
I think I love you, so what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of.
I love, I love you, but...
I love you, but... I love you, but... I love you, but... I love you, but...
The newest game.
That's our theme song.
If we're not very clear about what you're saying, that sounds really dirty.
It's not I love your butt. It's YA, comma.
Chances are I do love you.
I love YA, comma, but with one T.
Jason, I love your butt.
Did somebody say something about loving butt?
We don't have time for this.
It's
Valentine's Day. Yeah, we don't have time for this.
Oh, is he
Todd, get out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't have time for this. Todd, I love you, but you got to get out of here.
You're going to do a segment called I Love Your Butt, and you're going to kick Todd Chrisley off on Valentine's Day?
Todd, I'm sorry. We can't do it.
That's outrageous.
Can't do it today.
This is, I thought, my time to shine.
Yeah, nope. We gotta get through this.
Oh, that's
We already have stopwatches going.
Unbelievable that I'm gonna get kicked off the Valentine's Day episode when we're talking about loving butts.
Yeah, you don't love butts. You love vaginas. Get out of here.
I do love vaginas. All right, bye.
So
you made Todd Chrisley sad. I know. It's hard to do.
I did make
that
Todd
man is
Chrisley
basically
sad.
A permanent walking erection.
Yeah, I know he is. And now he's limp.
Yeah.
So we are now debuting the brand new Valentine's Day game.
Massacre.
I love you.
It's a great pay-per-view.
But.
I love you, but. Where we talk about things that we do love in pro wrestling,
yes,
but may not be perfect. Like, you know, if you have that cousin where it's like, I love him,
But he's a knucklehead.
He's got like 3 snakes and 10 guns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
That's a real cousin I have.
That's very scary.
Yeah, and so it's like, why do you got to be the snake gun cousin?
I
love you, but why do you got to be the snake gun
cousin?
To
be fair, I'm pretty sure I have one of those too, but he lives in Willacoochee, Georgia.
Mine moved to Northern California, Middle California.
Yeah, okay.
So no one ever talks about the middle of California. I think he's somewhere out there.
Yeah, or Northern California.
Yeah, I feel like North and Southern California get love and no, like South Central's just like, oh, you're from Engelberg. And
it was really fun.
Englewood.
Engelberg
Humperdinck. Engelberg came from Compton to shoot us all with music.
Yeah.
It's over. There were the 2018 show of the year. And
we're already off the rails.
And it's over. So we're going to play a quick game called I Love Ya But, where we talk about things that we do love, but they are not perfect. Liam, why don't you kick us off? What's something that you love, but maybe not perfectly?
Ring of Honor, I love ya, but you need to find a new identity.
Okay, go on.
Basically, Ring of Honor had the identity that kind of filled the gap between WWE and ECW from the 90s, where ECW was this underground, dirty, raw wrestling show that really spoke to the 90s, right? And when that went away, Ring of Honor in the early 2000s filled that void in a place where WWE went and became far more sports entertainment and kind of lost its identity as a wrestling show in the mid 2000s, where John Cena really kind of took over.
Yep.
A lot of fans found Ring of Honor as an oasis of, this is the pro wrestling that I like. They're not afraid. They don't emphasize the blood and the violence, but if it happens, it's to emphasize the story.
Yeah.
CM Punk, Samoa Joe, Kevin Steen, yeah. El Generico, the Young Bucks. You know, it was Daniel Bryan, Chris Hero. It was
Tyler Black.
And the names go on and on and on. And it had an identity. And in recent years, really ever since, you can kind of draw a line when Steen left, when Kevin Steen got picked up by WWE, Ring of Honor has lost its identity. Now, it's not through a fault of their own, because they unfortunately have had all of their roster raided by WWE, and they haven't been able to keep up with the making of the stars in order to replenish that identity. But the biggest hindrance is that they've bent over backwards for the Young Bucks, and they've bent over backwards for New Japan. So neither one of those identities are theirs, and that's how Dalton Castle winning the Ring of Honor championship from Cody Rhodes doesn't feel good.
Yeah, it fell flat.
It fell flat. Not because Dalton Castle isn't a good professional wrestler. It's because Ring of Honor doesn't have an identity, so it didn't feel like Sting taking back the WCW championship from the NWO.
Right.
Because that's what that moment was. That's what that moment was supposed to be. Is that Dalton Castle was taking it, the Ring of Honor championship, back from the Bullet Club, and it didn't work.
Are you telling me that if you have a evil group that has established themselves in a promotion,
yeah,
and you rush the story of,
yeah,
the person on their way to finally defeating that champion, are you telling me that might fail?
I know, it's crazy. We haven't seen that before.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
But what if I told you we rushed?
Oh, man. Leo rushed? No.
What if I told you the kid has been wrestling for 50 years somehow?
Yeah, right.
So that's, I think you're spot on all of that, and I think it's a reason that they need to start going in a different direction. Like, Flip Gordon should,
yeah,
be the direction of the company.
Correct.
A guy like Brian Malonis, and not just because we like him and he's on the network.
Punishment should, Martinez.
Should be ripping through people on the way to the top,
right,
because he looks the part. Punisher Gonzalez,
yeah,
should be on some sort of a rampage.
Right.
The Dalton Castle time came and went. It felt like the good idea at the time. It's,
yeah,
not right now. Cody should still be the champion, and we should be building a guy like Flip to come and shockingly take it away from him,
right,
and be the new Mr. Ring of Honor to replace guys like Roddy Strong, Adam Cole, Kevin Steen, Seth Rollins,
El Generico, Samoa Joe, Brian Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli,
Austin Aries.
you know what I mean?
All Mr. Ring of Honors that have come and gone, and now to me, Mr. Ring of Honor is Jay Briscoe, who's doing dumb, goofy tag stuff with lightsabers. You're totally right. My first one is look, I love you, passionate crowds. I love you. I want you to have fun. I want you to be loud. Wrestling, a wrestling show starts with how good the crowd is.
Right.
And it's a big, big, more than half of it. I love you, passionate crowds. But you're a lot dumber than you used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Not everything is awesome.
No.
And when you say that B-plus matches are awesome, the A-plus matches that we do get sometimes, a.k.a. John Cena and AJ Styles at SummerSlam, well, what the hell do I chant at that? Because you always chant this is awesome.
Ooh, I got an idea. Let's start chanting this is epic.
Right, sure. This is better than... this is awesomer. You know what I mean? Because that's the problem, is that this is a problem, I think, just in general with WWE. Everything's the biggest announcement that's ever been made.
Yeah.
It's the biggest return of all time. It's the biggest title reign of all time.
Biggest debut of all time.
This will be the biggest WrestleMania of all time, just like last year's was, and next year's will be. And so this is the problem, that if everything's the greatest and biggest, like literally I listened to a commercial on the way home the other day for Herb Chambers. It's a car dealership, right? And this guy gets on the air and he goes, our cars are on sale every day. Well, then no, they're not. That's the price.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right.
That's in lunacy that you say they're on sale every day. Do you mean literally available for purchase every day? I hope so. If I come on a random Monday, it's like, oh, you can look at it, but you can't buy the car.
No, we're closed.
It's on sale tomorrow. Like, that's weird. Why are you a business? So like that's the same thing. It's like
fun concept.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Very fun concept.
Like, you know, the car's not on sale today.
That car's on sale tomorrow.
Right. And so,
but this car's on sale today.
I like almost stopped in the middle of the highway. Like, are you serious? You can't have a sale every day, or that's just the price point you have.
Yeah.
So not everything is awesome. Not everything.
Right.
And also, I mean, the CM Punk chants are dumb.
Yeah.
The 10 for every count out, whether Ty Dillinger's on the, you know, as you talk about
the card
or
not. Oh, I went on that tirade. If you want to hear me talk about it, that's on our Patreon show last week. You can subscribe to the Patreon and listen to that.
I grew up in a world where ECW made me want to watch at 3:00 in the morning on the Spanish channel because those crowds were electric. Right?
Yeah.
WrestleMania moments, the real ones, why is it a moment? Because the crowd goes crazy.
Right.
That's what kind of constitutes and quantifies the moment. All Stone Cold Steve Austin did was Stunner Rusev and stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's a
the New Day.
But it's a WrestleMania moment because it was the pop of the night. The goal is to get you on your feet, right? And so I love it when you're into it.
Yeah.
I just want wrestling crowds to be savvy again. Again, like B-plus matches are getting this is awesome. So I have no idea what to chant at AJ Styles and John Cena when they're putting on a match of the century candidate. And I don't know how to appreciate and tell them that I'm loving this because I said this is awesome to Sheamus and Apollo Crews earlier. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't know what to do now. So I love you, passionate crowds. But you're dumber now. Bill, what do you got?
Undertaker, I love you, but please either retire or don't.
That's also a Patreon show, too.
Yes.
If you want to become a Patreon, you go to patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. Not only is the episode we're going to do right after this available, but our backlog catalog. So all the older...
All of them.
The Patreon episodes, all the Beherds, all the exclusive Patreon editions where we take a topic we were going to cover on this show and bring it over there, they're all available, including our thoughts on The Undertaker. But Bill, give him a sneak peek.
Yeah, so when you lost to Brock and the streak was broken, I accepted the fact that you might be gone forever. And throughout the year after that, you were. Until about 3 or 4 weeks before Mania, and then you showed up.
And you should have been.
You actually didn't show up. Your voice showed up in a recording, started teasing Bray Wyatt.
An old SmackDown played.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peace.
Rest in peace.
I got to get that clip.
Yeah. When he swallowed a ferret and tried to choke his way through it.
Right.
And then after you ho-hum beat Bray Wyatt in San Jose, then you definitely didn't feel like you were gone because there was no real send-off or anything like that. Fast forward to Mania 32 season, you become Vince McMahon's bitch, and you're the reason why the lockbox is never open. And which is a story for another day.
Well, just like, hey, Vince McMahon called you a bitch on TV.
And you're okay with
that? You didn't do anything about it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You, at one point, tried to crucify his daughter.
Yeah.
And because.
But because you lost that wrestling match, Stephanie. They got over it.
Yeah.
Like, right. You're going to have to fight Steve Austin, and then I'll forgive you. You're not even going to get written up.
Yeah. It's a weird employee handbook.
But they're independent contractors. They're not employees. That's how we get away with all this nonsense. but that was the gist of our Patreon show was I got up for you, and then I cried for you when Brock beat you, right? And then I cried for you when Roman Reigns beat you. I'm not crying for you the third time.
Yeah, it's over.
Go away. We're done.
Shut up, Brett Favre.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you sunk into the stage back to Death Valley, quote unquote, to the chants of thank you, Taker, and lights out. Mania's over.
You left your coat in the ring.
You folded it up nicely, placed it in there, put the hat on top.
Yeah, and ultimately that whole ceremony where we cried and we wept and we thought and we reflected and we clapped, that was all because he was retiring that jacket.
And that hat.
Right. Yeah. We cried for the hat.
Yeah, we did.
We cried for the hat.
Yeah, it's got a Dora the Explorer song, too. I'm the hat.
I was the hat, everybody. Thanks so much. It's just like
you deserve
it. Like the last episode of Carson. Thanks for making history, pal.
Yeah, that's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame next.
We're going to be wrapping up because we do have to get over to Patreon and do that show for our
and
Patreon.
Be heard.
And be heard. Real quick, what are the couple other ones you have?
Mine is, I love you indie wrestling fans, but you gotta get off your high horse.
Okay.
It kind of goes into the chance a little bit. I lost my mind about chance because Philadelphia made my head explode, and I'm not gonna dive into that right now, but you can listen to that Patreon show if you want, and I talk about that. This is more the fact that WWE is big, bad, and evil, and they don't do anything right, but this indie wrestling show where these two guys wrestled at a music hall or an Elks Lodge or an armory is the best thing you've ever seen, and it's so much better than anything that WWE can put on. And I just want you to just take a moment to reflect and realize that without WWE, your fandom doesn't exist because you never would have gotten to the point of loving wrestling so much that you would go to an Elks Lodge.
Right.
That just doesn't.
As weird as it is, WWE made you love wrestling so much you started looking for their alternatives.
Right.
You know what
and
I mean?
And so get off your high horse and just blanket statements that these things that are hipster, you know, in the truest definition, are the best of the best, because WWE is putting on some of the best product that they've put
ever.
On ever. And if you're going to sit there and be pissy because you don't like how Roman Reigns and that's ruining the show for you, then you're ignoring just how special Braun Strowman is, the fun that we're having with the Bullet Club.
AJ Styles is here.
It
has exceeded all expectations, this AJ run.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yep,
I never
because
thought
Scott
it would look
Airborne
like this.
Was going to be the joke.
We once had a serious conversation as to whether or not he was ever going to win a WWE title.
Yep. And Kevin Owens came into this company and is doing excellent work. And
it's a great time to be a fan.
And just to sit there and have a blanket statement because, Keith Lee versus Matt Riddle is awesome. And there is a place for you to say how great that is. But don't say that that's better than the five-way match that we had to get people into the WWE Elimination Chamber qualifying thing on Monday Night Raw, because that was on USA, and this thing that you had to been there for wasn't.
It's just like if you hate somebody so much that you don't want to see that they might have changed or they maybe aren't so bad. That's where people are. I love you, Paige, but Absolution needs new music. The Royal Rumble, two people that aren't you came down to music that was you in a tease for Paige fans because they gave them false hope that maybe she was healthy enough to at least get in the thing.
Right.
And also, it's...
The Riot Squad needs new music too.
Sure. But at some point, I have a feeling that the other two are going to turn on Paige. That's how this thing breaks down.
Yeah.
And then they're going to play Paige's music as they beat her up and they walk away. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's just dumb. So I love you, Paige. I do. But your career in-ring is over, and it's time for us to give these girls their own identity.
Yeah.
Because even if you've now shifted to becoming their valet, you can't get in the ring. You feel like the Ruby Riott of the group, just like how Charlotte on SmackDown has beaten the other two, so now it's Riott's turn.
Yeah.
It feels like you're the leader, and because we haven't had some tearful goodbye, we haven't mentally closed the door on your in-ring stuff, so these women need their own packaging and presentation.
You're absolutely right.
Circumstances have changed, and it's time to roll on. Who's got another one?
I got one more.
Gotcha.
I love you, SmackDown, but these vlog graphics need to be toned down.
Okay.
I love that you're trying new things, right? I'm not going to sit here and be an old curmudgeon and say, get off my lawn, because, hey, I love you trying new things. It's at least showing me that you're trying, right? I feel like you, instead of slowly easing everybody into accepting the selfie vlog promos and...
Daniel Bryan saying a promo being like, it's going down on SmackDown, and the words pop up like a 17-year-old girl making a vlog.
Or that's the jail exactly cells for the Usos.
And the jail cells for the Usos. And it's like, look, guys, I get what you're doing. You're literally trying to grab that audience because kids 10 years younger than me are into that, right?
Youth.
Right. Right. So like I said, I'm not saying that you need to stop it. Because I'm not going to be an old curmudgeon and tell you to get off my lawn.
Yep.
But you have to ease me into it. Because even the vlog, like I watch a lot of vlog content, but I don't watch that type of vlog content. And so.
Does anybody watch vlog content for the subtitle pop-up stuff?
No. No one does.
Is that why you're there?
No. But I need you to ease me into it. That's what I need you to do.
Yep.
Is I just need you to tone it down a little bit. Because you can get there. Just ease me into it.
Because Raw's We're a New Show has been a much better approach.
Right.
New name labels, but they're fresh. New theme.
Yeah.
The new graphics that show the matchup coming up and stuff.
That's the right way. I do like that they have the backstage interview segments, and that is with a host. It's usually Charlie or Renee, and they have a microphone and say, hey, Dolph, what do you think? And I like that. And then they have the other ones where it's text name and a vlog style selfie video. Yeah. So I like that because I it breaks it up and it helps me get over the fact of the question that I've always had of like, so who is filming these segments when there's no Mean Gene?
Yeah.
Who's filming this?
Yeah, John Cena just found a cameraman.
And just...
Or a cameraman just ran up on two people having a conversation.
Right.
And they ignored him.
Right.
But posed in TV.
So, yeah, you know, right. Right. They pulled... They cheated to camera. You know, so... like I said, I do like that. I think it's a cool way to kind of bring WWE into the future. Just like, hey, maybe let's not have jail cell doors fall down
little,
on people.
Little much.
Let's get there. Right. We can get there, but you got to ease me into it.
Sure. So I've got two. I'll make one super quick and then the other one quick as well, and then we'll wrap up and go over to Patreon and do two Patreon shows.
Yes, we have two tonight.
That's you. What aren't you getting from us? Really quick, I love you, Drifter, and I mean that.
I love you, Drifter.
I love you, Drifter, but we only have so many John Cena WrestleMania matches. You don't get one. Okay, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? And I do love him, and 5 years ago, I'd be all for it, but there might be like five John Cena WrestleMania matches left, maybe three,
and you don't
get one.
Sure.
And then the other one is, I love you, Dolph Ziggler.
But you don't get another world title opportunity.
But it's over.
Yeah, right.
But it's over.
It is over.
I love Dolph Ziggler. Yeah. He's one of my favorite performers. I have now kind of shifted gears mentally with him, like, again, because he's smarter than me. I'll say this on the air. I don't know if I said this on the air yet. I was talking to Brian Fury, one of the best trainers in the country, the end. That's no bullshit. That's no smoke. He has trained some of the best. And the people, like, talking to Cody Rhodes, when I drove around with him that day, I didn't even bring up Brian Fury, and Cody did on several occasions. He's liked and he's respected, and that's a real dude in this business. And he asked me once, he goes, who do you think is the best seller in the business? And we had the same conversation with William Regal once, right? But he asked me that, and I go, you know, I used to tell you Dolph Ziggler before I, you know, did lunch with William Regal, and he kind of opened my eyes to that. And he goes, no, it's Sasha Banks. And I go, why? He goes, because every time that chick has a match, I read on the internet that she got hurt.
Yeah.
And she's fine.
Yeah.
And so she's so good at selling that she makes you think you're in real life, check the internet, she got hurt.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler's out there flopping around like a fish out of water and making you look like $1 million because your power slam can somehow bounce a guy from the mat to like over the top rope. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But somehow he hits on his back and then flips.
Exactly, right? And Dolph Ziggler is always...
He's a Muppet.
Dolph Ziggler's always selling the stunner like The Rock.
Yeah.
For every move that you hit him with, which is athletic, but the best seller, he said, is Banks because she convinces you she's hurt. And it's like, holy crap, you are so... That's why you're Brian Fury.
Yeah.
And so
I was convinced that Brock Lesnar was hurt after...
Yep, I told you that. I go, he's fine. And you're like, no, look at his leg. I go, Brock Lesnar's better than this than we think. And he's fine. You know what I mean? He just was in a leg lock most of the match, sold the leg lock. You're awesome. You know what I mean? But with Ziggler, I still love Dolph Ziggler, and I mean it, but... The door closed forever and got super glued shut SummerSlam 2016. Dean Ambrose goes, you're a huge loser. And once I beat you at SummerSlam, that will prove you're a loser, you loser. And then he lost.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's it. That's the end of
it. It's over.
He just put the U.S. title on the ground and goes, I don't want it. I don't want to be a champion. And then he came back like 3 weeks later and was like, now my music's stupider and I still don't want it. So he peed all over the U.S. title.
Yeah.
And now he's just back and the record skip is so lame. I love you, Dolph Ziggler. I mean it.
It's over.
But it is over.
Yeah.
And I can't care about you anymore.
O-V-E-R.
There's too many talented people. And here's the other bitter, harsh reality of it, too. When I fell in love with Dolph Ziggler, it was at a time when their roster was kind of thin. And now their roster's so super loaded. I don't have to care about you anymore, buddy.
No.
If they don't, I don't have to.
No.
I can just care about AJ Styles. And he actually wins stuff.
Well, because,
and is booked amazingly.
Well, because that's the thing, is when Dolph Ziggler was at the height of his, like, oh my God, we want to get behind this guy, it's because AJ Styles wasn't in this company.
Yep, exactly.
Because he fits the same mold. Hey, I'm a super athletic, very charismatic guy who is going to steal the show every night. Oh, well, the better version is right there, and he's the WWE champion. His name's AJ Styles.
And he is, and he's
so
better.
I don't need you.
And he's better at you. He's better than you at everything.
Everything.
He is. We love you, and there's no buts.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us live on Twitch. Again, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersPop. The full thing. That's how you can find us. Please subscribe. As Liam said, we have a bunch of subscribers already. Become one of those subscribers. Subscribe on Patreon. After this show, we are going to record two episodes. Be Heard, a show that is completely sculpted by you, the Patreons yourselves. And then we're going to take the topic that didn't make this week's episode, and we are going to talk all about it on the Patreon exclusive.
It's a rapid fire.
It's a rapid fire. There's lots of news. There's Hall of Famers. There's Hall of Fame rumors. Jeff Jarrett's a Hall of Fame rumor that boils my blood. If you want to hear me talk all about how much I hate Jeff Jarrett, make sure you don't miss the Patreon exclusive on that. The P-Gate story.
Yep,
Tinklescapade ran through the neighborhood is Dylan, Biff, and Chip, I hope we'll tell you, is worth the listen alone. Go to patreon.com.
It's funny because that particular episode, we had a lot of people that were like, what is this nonsense?
Subscribe.
And they subscribed. They loved it, listened to everything else, and loved everything else.
I think there were a lot of people that subscribed to listen to that and planned on canceling, and none of them have.
Yes.
So that, I hope, tells you everything you need to know about patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. Get the gear. Get the Mania gear. If you like Bill's sweatshirt, you can have one. If you like my sweatshirt, you can have one.
They don't make my shirt anymore.
They
don't make that ride anymore.
Our NAI Mania gear, our first wave of shirts, is up there with a few more on their way very soon. Make sure you go to represent.com/NewAgeInsiders to get the gear. Thank you so much to everybody that listens live. The next time you'll hear from us, there's no pay-per-view this Sunday. This is probably the last Sunday.
Favorite song of
this
all time,
is probably this next upcoming Sunday, though, we'll tell you why. It's probably the last Sunday where you won't hear from us, because moving forward, we have plans for content every Sunday, pay-per-view weeks or not. That's a new thing coming down the pike, too. We are taking over in 2018, and we are doing so because we have the NAI Wrestling Network, because we have New Age Pop, because we have all of you and enough support to become the 2018 Wrestling Radio Awards live show of the year. 1,000,000,000 thanks. Every click counted. Every vote mattered. That's how we won this thing. Because of all of you.
Yes.
So thank you so much for that award that we will take with us into this year, throughout this year. WrestleMania is around the corner. The best NAI Mania yet, from coverage and a fan experience, is around the corner. We got big things cooking, and we're super proud and so thankful for all of you. We'll see you on patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders next. Make sure that you follow the NAI Wrestling Network and New Age Pop. Make sure you also follow, because my name is Jason Maltov.
I am Liam Streiger.
And I'm Bill Neville.
Our Twitter's at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. The website is NewAgeInsiders.com. The Twitch is twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersPop. The YouTube is youtube.com/NewAgeInsiders. The Facebook, Instagram is at New Age Insiders. Make sure that you're following us on Facebook, because that wrestling show with Mike Went and Liam gets linked out there. You probably hear his complete in-depth chamber thoughts, because he does two shows. We're everywhere. We're doing this thing because of you, for you, and
so
with you. Because
things.
All together, we are the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We out.
I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now. Look into the sun goes down.